Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen. And today I am so excited to introduce something that is hopefully going to revolutionize the way flower farmers and florists connect and do business. It is called farmerstoflorist.com. A website that I created basically for myself, and I had intentions the whole time of rolling it out to other farmers. I just really wanted to take my time, work through some kinks, kind of beta test it, run it by a lot of other farmers, run it by some florists, and I am so excited. So to me, I struggled with keeping my wholesale orders organized. It was answering endless emails and trying to find the right florist to buy my flowers. So I talked about this at Flower Farmer Forum conference, but essentially there are a lot of florists who, unfortunately, I'm not going to say for whatever reason, I'm going to talk about the real reasons why it's difficult for them to buy local flowers. And it is because traditionally, you know, if you look at a lot of these small town floral shops or private floral shops, they have to be flexible. And so the flowers that are typically used in traditional florist arrangements are genetically modified. They're, you know, GMOs. They are bred to last a really long time and ship very, very, very well. So by the time the customer is throwing it away, it might have a 6 week vase life. And those carnations, those mums, some of the roses, because they're shipped, they're moved across, they sit in the cooler for 3 weeks, then they get in the hands of the customer. They can last a really long time, which I entirely understand why that needs to be an option for how a lot of traditional florists do business, because things sit in their cooler, you know, a box of leather leaf, a box of salal greens or whatever. They arrive to those florists sitting in a box out of water in the cooler for a month before they're used. A lot of the greenery and those florists that have that type of model, it just might not make sense for them to be buying fresh. It's a lot of extra labor, a lot of extra work to use what you have immediately. You know, if you're trying to sell them, you know, just buckets of what you have, that might not work well for them. However, identifying the right type of florist, and that is a studio florist that is taking orders to order, They are designing to order. It is maybe someone who's doing wedding work or event work or something bigger where they know they have a recipe planned and they are trying to find quality lisianthus, sunflowers, dahlias, ranunculus, tulips, you know, those flowers that they need made to order, basically. So it's connecting flower farmers that are willing to grow those stems with florists that have a customer base that wants that premium, unique quality. And ultimately, there's three for sure, but there's five florists that I sell to, two on a very regular basis, one semi-consistently, and two that I've bought historically. And so they understand when I first started trying to price things, I was like, I can't sell you these lisianthus for less than $250 a stem. And I know that it's like $280 a stem from the wholesaler. And they're like, Liz, when I buy those, they are bunched together, smashed up. I need to like take off the rubber band, take off the plastic, strip down the leaves, cut the stems, put them in buckets, let them rehydrate before I even begin to work with them. They're like, when I get them from you, I know if I buy 40 stems, all 40 are not smashed. They are already stripped. They're already hydrated. They're ready to go. And we communicate when the event is. And they're like, no, yours save me so much money and labor. And so I started charging a little bit more, like $325 a stem for some of those like really premium things, like the really fluffy Voyager white Lisianthus or whatever that have four open blooms per stem that I know that they can break apart for a boutonniere or a wrist corsage or whatever it might be. And so finding and identifying the right type of florist is what is keys. So farmers2florists.com is a platform that I started specifically to make your life easier. And there are two options, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. But the option that I am utilizing, and this is the option that actually I'm going to talk about it first, but I think the majority of you that are listening, this probably won't be the right option for you. You're probably going to want just the landing page at first. But the option that I'm using and what I want it to evolve into is it's password protected. So I have a page and then I can sign florists up, specific florists that are buying from me can sign up and then they have a password and they can see exactly what I have available every single week. You click on the week throughout the season. I can update it at any time. I can update it from my phone. I have to go on Safari, but I can update it from my phone. And I'm looking into there is an option for an app. And then I can set my pricing. And then they can just comment on it below. And actually, a month ahead of time, they can go ahead and put their wish list for whatever week that might be if they know they have a wedding come up, whatever. And so it's just not back and forth email, no mixed messages, missed messages. It's just efficient. Yeah, it's working really well. So at its core, farmers2florists.com is a centralized platform. So it's going to connect flower farmers directly to florists in a way that's simple, professional, and stress-free. So every farmer who signs up gets just a landing page, but every single farmer, no matter what, has a direct way to build and manage an email list. So it's a very segmented, specific list for that farm where people can opt in to that. And then there's no commission fees. You keep 100% of what you earn. That's completely through you. You know, you can invoice them through QuickBooks, Square, check, cash, Venmo, however you do it. Just be careful with like the sales tax and ST3. Like that's all on you. And then ultimately, my goal was to save you time and then keep your boundaries intact. So a password protected page. It helped me control who sees the prices and availability. And it keeps those wholesale customers separate from retail ones. Because I tried being that cool, cheap DIY flower farm for like brides and events. And it's just not sustainable. It's not profitable enough. I can't do it. Because the thing about DIY is there's so much planning that goes into it. Maybe the design part is DIY, but now I am custom planning all of their florals for their wedding or event, and I'm recipe planning and I'm making sure they get the right amounts and I'm telling them what they need. And I'm spending all this time to basically do all of the work and not get paid for it, besides just the retail or the price of the flowers. And so, you know, if I have a bride that says, hey, you know, I'm getting married, my aunt is a florist, I'll say, okay, tell me your wish list and I'll get it to you and I'll get you pricing. But I'm not gonna like do the entire consultation, spend all that time saying, how many bridesmaids do you have? Okay, well, this is what you need to buy. This is what I recommend. And then selling it just at, you know, even if it was just retail price for those stems, I can't do that for every single bride. And so, but if they know what they want or if they ask me for specific stems, absolutely, I can sell those to you. It's just not a sustainable thing long term for my business. And I'm thinking that the majority of people feel the same way, especially if they're adding weddings. And the biggest thing is you don't want to undercut others in the industry, okay? When you're the cheapest, when you're significantly cheaper than other options, those prices exist and that sustainability exists for a reason. And so you can't blame florists for getting mad when now all of a sudden you're the cheap DIY place and you're selling retail pricing, just completely undercutting them. And so this just keeps it separate. And I don't tell anyone how to price anything. Here's how it works. So there's a link in the episode notes where you can sign up, and we're going to talk a little bit about pricing and all of that. But there's examples, and you just kind of have to play around on the website. But every single flower farmer gives me their farm's name, their logo, any of their brand colors, approximate flower availability, pickup dates, all of those things. And then I create the page for them. So there's two options. There is full service page where you get a fully customized password protected wholesale page. It has the branding, tagging system for email marketing and ongoing tech support. And then the florist can log in securely and place orders. The other option, and I recommend that if you have like three or more florists, even two, that are consistently buying from you every single week. And that one's $50 a month. And that one has, it's just a little bit more setup on the front end. And it's just, there's a lot of back and forth. And the website software is a little bit more expensive to be able to do that. So that's why that one's $50 a month. But then the landing page only is $15 a month, which is essentially a directory. So this is perfect for those that are just getting started or have a few florist customers. Your farm gets listed in the central directory for florists to find you. So it's really simple. But basically, you know, a florist stumbles upon this website, or as we roll it out and we have a whole like plan for marketing it. But a florist finds it and they're like, oh, I'm located in, you know, Western North Dakota in the Fargo area. And so they can click on North Dakota, and there isn't a North Dakota one yet on there, but they can click on their state and find a flower farmer that is vetted. This is a flower farmer that I promise they know what they're doing. They are growing the quality stuff. They're going to have good communication rather than someone just trying to like reach out, find a farmer. Especially my idea for this is like elopement photographers who oftentimes end up also sourcing the bouquet or designing it themselves, or again, a DIY bride that's going to be doing something, or a destination wedding. And those happen all over in the United States. Destination weddings aren't just, you know, Mexico or whatever. And so right now, there are currently eight farmers signed up. If you click on the website today, there's only, it looks like there's two on there, me and then Megan from Flor Region Flower Farm, but there are seven more that we just haven't done their page yet. So when you sign up, you automatically get, after you purchase, after it goes through the $15 a month, the very first payment, you will get an email automatically from me that tells you exactly what to do. So I say, okay, get a Google Drive. And if you don't know how, that's okay. Like if you, whatever, just have these things together. I'm like, have five pictures of your farm, your logo, colors. And then I share my link and I say, here's what mine looks like when people click on it. A description of my farm, a description of what we grow, a description of what we have available, whatever you want to be on your homepage for when people find you, we do that. And then there's a box where people, florists, can enter their email address. And that is specific to your farm. So let's say your farm is called Pink Pony Club. All right, we're gonna call it Pink Pony Club. Don't sue me. So the bit, well, honestly, maybe I better be careful so I don't get flagged. But we'll say Pink Pony Farm. Hopefully that's not trademarked. So if you have Pink Pony Farm, so the florist, you know, Susie Q enters her email address, SusieQ@gmail.com, hits enter. What happens is you, as Pink Pony Farm, automatically get an email sent to you that says, hey, this person signed up for your email list, just an FYI. And you don't have to do anything yet because when they do that, that person automatically gets an email that you have written and you can completely customize that. And if you don't know what to write, I will help you walk through it. So mine says, hi, nice to meet you. Are you a And then I also have it where they have to say what they are. I'm like, are you a DIY bride? I have a $400 minimum set on these types of orders because I'm not going to waste my time customizing someone's like huge order unless they're spending at least that much. So that's how I've kind of decided personally to do the DIY brides. Megan from Flor Region has decided a $300 minimum. Jessie from Humble Grounds is just using this kind of as her landing page because she doesn't have a website. And so she's not saying anything on there. She's just, her email goes back like, hi, welcome to the farm. Here's our Facebook page. Here's how you can order flowers. Like, thanks so much for being here. And so you really can customize it however you want. Mine is, you know, if you're interested in placing an order, like, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to get you signed up. And then I email them, and then it has a link to my Calendly to sign up for a 90-minute appointment to chat with me to like learn how this works. So that's how mine works. Whereas Megan from Flor Region, She sends them to a link to order her flowers because she's like, well, I already have kind of a system down, so I don't want to pay the $50 a month, but I want to be on the directory. So there's so many different ways you can do it, but it's completely streamlined. And now you have this segmented list and you're getting an idea of who's on your farm, who's looking for it. And yeah, I feel like we can really customize it within reason. And so then it just like bills you $15 a month and you get to pick what your URL is. So farmerstoflorist.com/sunnymarymeadow. Farmerstoflorist.com/FullerRegionFlowerFarm. Farmerstoflorist.com/whatever. And you can make a QR code to that. And if you don't have a website now, like that's just your page. And yes, it's Farmers to Florists, but it sounds very professional and you're part of this network. And ultimately, you're vetted to a level of professionalism. If someone's like, well, I'm just getting started, you know, I don't really know what I have. I don't know whatever. I don't want you quite on this website yet because I want people that are ready and willing and able to serve florists. Because now that I have been working in that space myself, doing wedding flowers, attending different conferences that these individuals are at, I have identified what their needs are. And I want to make sure that the farmers that I'm connecting these florists with are vetted and ready to go. I can personally say that this has been a huge game changer for me. And I think it's going to continue to evolve and grow. So I want 20 farms. This is where I'm at right now. So if you're listening to this, if you go to the episode notes and you sign up for a landing page, if the link is no longer working or if it'll direct you. But right now, I'm not charging a setup fee. Eventually, I will. You know, once we get a certain amount of farmers on there, then I have to charge for that setup customization time, that one-time fee, or else I'm not going to be able to like continue to maintain it. However, eventually, like where the money goes, like yes, it's my time and it's the software and whatever, but eventually I have a plan for rolling this out to florists. But until there's at least, you know, three or four states and 20 farms on there, it doesn't make sense for me to really be pushing this to florists. But I'm speaking at a florist convention, not farmer, florist convention next month in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I plan on rolling it out to them at that time. Like, hey, if you're ever, you know, eloping in the Duluth area or whatever, like here, I'm just going to introduce the site to them. We will do paid ads based on florists. And then there are some florist specific studio florists, like the type of florist that I'm talking about, podcasts that I've already been in contact with about having some ads on their podcast for farmerstoflorist.com. So trust me when I say I have a whole plan to market this out. It's just until we get enough farmers on there, it doesn't make sense because people are going to look at it and they'll be like, well, that's cool, but there's two farmers on it. I'm not interested. Or there's eight farmers. You know, we need a higher number. So just go on the website, play around. Please, please, please let me know if you have questions. But I would love to get you signed up. I really think this is going to be a hit. So when you click on it, you get to decide where your location is. And so right now, as of today, there's only two of us on here because I just haven't had the phone call yet. So once you purchase, you schedule a time to meet with me. So like next week, I'm meeting with five farmers. And then the following week after that, I'm meeting with two more. And basically, yeah, you have to get your stuff ready. You have to like think about what you want the email to say and then schedule a time with me. And then in real time, it took about 40 minutes to do Megan from Floor Regions. I blocked off an hour and a half just in case, but I mean it'll go quick and we'll like in real time, I'll share my screen. We'll make sure it looks exactly how you want. But you get to pick the cities that you want to put on there. However, here's the caveat. So for me, Sunny Marymeadow, it says, you know, Minnesota farmers. Mine says St. Joseph and Alexandria. That is the area that I serve. And I want it to be understood that, like, if they travel to St. Joseph, they can come get the flowers. If they travel to Alexandria, they can come get the flowers. We have a lake cabin up in Alexandria. It's a VRBO. Don't worry, I'm not that bougie to have my own lake cabin all the time on the weekends. I wish someday that's the goal, right? But for now, it's a VRBO. So I have a spot up there that, like, we have to go check on frequently. And if I'm going up there to sell flowers or clean it, or it's also a pickup location for brides because in the detached garage, we have a cooler. And so I'm traveling up there anyway. So I'm putting St. Joseph and Alexandria. Now, the Twin Cities metro area is also a little over an hour away for me, but I have no capacity right now at this time to deliver flowers once a week to the Twin Cities metro area. Plus, all the flowers that I'm growing are getting sold pretty much anyway. So I'm not going to serve that area. I'm not going to deliver there. Whereas Floregion Flower Farm, she is located in Buffalo, Minnesota. So she put that, but she is willing and able, and she commutes that way for a lot of other reasons. So she is willing to drop off or meet a florist in the Twin Cities metro area. So she put Buffalo and TC Metro, and that's fine. I don't want you to put, you can put your town, or you can feel free to put the biggest city near you so that people can identify that and be like, oh, that's Duluth. But if you put Duluth, I don't want this or this florist to say, well, I clicked on Duluth because I thought she was Duluth, and turns out I have to drive another hour because they're an hour from Duluth. So whatever city you put, whatever town you put, I don't want it to be deceiving, because that's something that is also really, again, I've spent a year and a half gathering feedback on that, and that is something that studio florists, these types of florists, want to buy local flowers. They do. But there's just so many barriers where it just gets annoying, and then they end up buying from the wholesaler. And that is one of them, where they're like, there's an elopement or a destination wedding or whatever in Bemidji, and I was trying to find a flower farmer from Bemidji to buy flowers from, and I did it. Come to find out that they're still 45 minutes from Bemidji. Like, don't put Bemidji unless you're willing to come to Bemidji, if that makes sense. And so I want this to be so streamlined and transparent. And so on my page, I have the location. I say I'm just outside of St. Cloud, but I don't want to put St. Cloud because I want it to be very clear that these florists have to come to me. I'm not going to drive and meet them. That's my own model, how my business works. I have an enormous walk-in cooler. I'll have two of them, actually. It's just a different set of goals that I have right now at this time in my life and process of what my business needs. Whereas you might say, I'll drive an hour to go meet a florist for a $500 order. There's nothing wrong with that. And you can definitely do that. Head to the episode notes, click on, get signed up with a landing page. At this point, I would be really hesitant. As you know, if you're listening to this within a month of this episode coming out, I'd be really hesitant to even let anybody sign up for the $50 a month one with the whole portal, unless, like I said, you have people that are consistently doing it and you're like, nope, I want something more professional than like an Excel spreadsheet. I want this system like you have. If you are already like feeling unorganized because so many florists are buying from you, then that's the good option. But for the most part, just being in the directory, being in the landing page, you literally probably need to make one sale to make it work. And I will say this too, I have farmers2florists.com within my blog, like the SEO, and it's going to be connected, links all over it on my Sunny Marymount coaching page, links to this domain, and it just shows up. Like, I get about 15,000 hits a month on this page, like with the podcast blog and all of that. And so I really think that like we're doing a lot of the legwork for you. $15 a month, 50 cents a day. Like, I'm trying to keep it as cheap as possible. Odds are the prices are going to go up. Eventually, we'll probably charge florists to be part of the directory as well, or just depends on how it goes. But for now, if you're listening to this, this is new. I'm inviting you to come join us. I want it to work well for everyone. I'm really excited for it. And so I think it's going to be fantastic. Let me know if you guys have questions. The Facebook group, Flower Farmer Forum Podcast Flowerers, I'm going to try to like chat a little bit more about it in there. I did offer it immediately to the anyone who attended Farmers to Flor or Flower Farmer Forum conference. And then I offered it to those in Foundations of PPP. And so now I'm rolling it out on the podcast. And like I said, once I hit 20 people, okay, then we'll reevaluate and like, all right, do we start charging that activation fee, or is it working? Am I caught up? Are people getting signed up? But of course, it's February. I really hope that we get the majority of people signed up by like April, because now we're all in busy season. So get this done before your busy season comes. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, let me know if you guys have questions. Have a good day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.